No. Many of these halachas that we learned, Parsha Shoftim, Parsha Kisetze, are not necessarily noeg b'zman hazeh. A lot of important lessons here, from which we can learn many, many different things. First of all, despite what everyone says when they talk about armies, wars today, all these halachas have no shaychus to wars today. The dinei milchama depend on a certain structure of society, which we don't have today, unfortunately. There's a melech. The times of the shoftim for this purpose had a din melech. It's a din milchama. And there's a Sanhedrin. The melech and the Sanhedrin had two very different roles. The melech ran many aspects of the political, military, civil administration of the country. Building roads, defense, army, foreign affairs. Okay. Sanhedrin was in charge of the Torah of the people. And Melech, still, was not an independent person. Had to remember he was a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Tashol that very clearly. He had to keep learning his whole life. And you have to remember, through his learning, get your Shemayim, etc. And Midos. It's a melech. It's the job of a melech. But he was running one aspect of life. He was subject to the Sanhedrin. Certain things he was independent, certain things they worked together. It was Shevet Levi. They were in charge of the Avoda and Torah of Klal Yisrael at large. Then the Dinei Milchama. Now war is a very dehumanizing activity. And the Torah understood, even if you have an army of the biggest tzaddikim, that if a person is afraid to go on Muhammad, he has a slight nidnut chet. You had to be people who were in the highest madrega of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest tzaddikim. Parallel to that, for each soldier, there was someone in the back lines in the support part of this army, and in back of that, there was someone who was learning and davening all day. One keneg.
One.
For each soldier, there was one person learning and davening all day. And we're told, before they went out to war, the Kohen would tell them, Hashem Elokeichem Ha'olichim Ochem Lilochem Ochem, Imoivechem Lo'oshias. The war is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's war. And you are just fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's war, and victory, defeat is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, but you have to do your maximum. Later on, we're told, Ki Hashem Elokecha in Parshas Kitzeise, this coming week, Mitzhalich Bekerev Machanecha, Hatzilcha, V'losei Soivecha Lofanecha, V'hoyo Machanecha Kadosh. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's war. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's soldiers. You have to keep the Machaneh Kadosh. Well, you're a bocher v'astava. And that implies two things. Number one, whenever a person, all the bathroom facilities had to be fitting for Makom Kadosh, and the gabei arayas, lo yochol bar v'astava, there cannot be any nidnut arayas. So this is how you begin. But still, war is dehumanizing. In war, you have to forget all the normal moral restraints that a person normally has. It becomes a killing machine. And because of that, Torah warned and warned and said that if it is the Shivamim, people who are essentially evil, have to kill men, women, and children. Because we find that halacha in three places. One, here in Shivamim, the end of Kisei Tzilagabi Amolek, and in Ira Nidachas. Whenever you have a society that the whole social fabric is evil, the only thing to do is to absolutely destroy that society. Because otherwise, it reemerges, and it reemerges, and reemerges. And on the one level, it's cruel, but the elimination of evil is a chesed to the world, it's not cruel. So a person has to be mezgaber on his emotions, kill men, women, and children. Story of Shaul HaMelech. He argued with Shaul. Shmuel. So Shmuel says, kill all of Amalek, men, women, and children. He says, but what are the Nebuch little children, what did they do? And he was seriously punished for that. Because we're trained to have midas, to be kona those midas. But not all midas are absolute. Last week I talked about the midas hamas. So a number of people ask me, Meshach of the week, but there's certain times. It's mutter to lie. So what is, why is emes such a midah? Halach to bedrochav, it's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are other midos, there are other, sometimes they're competing values. There's emes and there's shalom bias. Halach you can lie for shalom bias. And Varai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose Metzias is Emes, lied for Shalom Bias. So sometimes they're competing values. We have to develop feelings of Chesed and Rachmim as part of being a Jew. But we have to know that there are other values, the elimination of evil. It's also part of being a Jew. Sometimes one takes precedence over the other. And you have to make sure that when you do that, you don't lose yourself entirely. You become totally insensitive to human life. That's why at the end of Parsha Shoftim, story of Egla Rufa, the loss of life of one Jew is so valuable. Why do we have to remember it exactly there? After we're told total insensitivity in certain instances to life, but don't forget, that's a temporary aberration. Reality is you have to develop a total sensitivity to life. Then, come into war, there's destruction of property. You take property. But in the midst of that, loss of sensitivity to property and destruction of property, there's another halacha that we're taught right there, Bal Tashchis. Make sure that when you destroy property, you're careful with that property which is necessary to destroy. But there's an Isser Bal Tashchis in this world. So there's a balance and there's a stira that happens. And that means even in a war that's being fought with the Kohen speaking and the Aron Kodesh there and all the reminders, Kashem lo kechem asalik b'kerv ma'atzilcho, hoya machanecha kodesh, but still, there are all sorts of natural human consequences. You read, people sit, liberals, and they think, and they look at wars. They should do it this way, they should do it that way. It's very nice from Torah, it's very realistic what happens to human beings in very difficult situations. But this week we begin an amazing parsha, parsha of Yifas Toah. Now, Yifas Toah comes from a very simple thing. Time of war, total insensitivity, human life, you're supposed to kill and kill and kill. For whatever good purposes, but still, it's insensitivity to human life. Human beings lose their identity as human beings. They become objects. And then, there's a very big danger of Arias. He said, "Say the milchama aloivecha, unsono Hashem elokecha biyodecha." That means you realize you're victorious because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you victorious. And the Kohen told you. And all the warnings. For Esau Bashivya Eshes Yifas Toah. So the Gemara says, Rashi quotes, Lo Dibur Torah Elo Keneged Yetzahara. Shemena Kodesh Baruch Matiro Yisra Enabi Yisra. Last year, the so-called rabbi here in the country who announced to a bunch of soldiers that they were, at that time they thought they were going to invade Gaza, that when they do so, it's no problem when they're raping all the Arab women because of this parsha. And there was a whole big tumult. And the secular press said the Torah is primitive, etc. Neither did the so-called rabbi understand it. In the secular process. What is the Torah telling you? The Torah is telling you a very deep idea. The Torah never denied that there's the Yetzer Hara in this world. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah, so the Malach HaShareis asked the question, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give that Torah, which is perfect, Torah Hashem Temio, to imperfect human beings? And Moshe Rabbeinu initially didn't have an answer to that. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. I'll get an answer to it. Held on to the Kisei HaKavod. And he said, okay, now I have an answer. Turned to the Malach HaShareis and says, you want the Torah in Shemayim. Says, Lo Signov, you never thought of stealing. You never thought of stealing. So you don't need Lo Signov. When the Torah said Lo Signov, it's talking to someone who thought of stealing, but because the Torah told him, no, he didn't steal. The Torah says Lo Siritzoch, Torah is talking to someone who's thinking, getting angry at some person and wants to kill him. No, the Torah says Lo Siritzoch. Torah says, Losinov, that's a person who has the Yetzer Arayas, and he'd like to do it. Torah says, Losinov. The Torah is talking to a person who has the Yetzer Hara. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara for all sorts of things. Created Yetzer Hara of Achila. If there'd be no Yetzer Hara of Achila, human beings wouldn't eat, and they couldn't live. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a tremendous Yetzer of Achila in people to enable them to survive. But then they told them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't let it go berserk. It's necessary part of life to have that Yetzer. But I'm going to give it a structure. There's mutter. It's also, you just can't go crazy about food. And even if it's all mutter, still, you can't go crazy. That's Kedoshim Tiyu, Lo Tzarach Levavcha. You have to be controlled. Torah understood Yetzirah and says, in order to function in this world, you can't function without a Yetzirah. Medrash says, Vayar Kimas Karl Shaosim, he told me old, say Yetzirah. So the Yetzer HaTara told me, oh, yeah. Tells a story. Chazal once said, we can't stand with the Yetzer. So they're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, destroy the Yetzer HaTara. Story of the Yetzer HaTara. Next day, no one got up to go to work. The world didn't function. Yeah, here's the Yetzer HaTara in this world. That's a necessary part of keeping the world functioning. But it has to be tamed and controlled and directed properly. And that's what Torah is all about. And Torah understands sometimes the Yetzer HaTara may be overwhelming. And the halachas that deal with it, to help a person deal with an overwhelming Yetzer HaTara. So, we say you go out to war, and you're allowed to take captives. Torah said, listen, and this is the fact, and this is the reality in every war, in every army in the world. No matter what they say, this is the moral army, that's the moral army, it's the reality. When you dehumanize people, so then you look at them as objects. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzer HaRa Rayus in the world. He created for the purpose of, that's the glue that keeps the family unit together. But then it can go berserk. And here it specifically goes berserk. So how do you deal with it? So the Torah gave you a way of dealing with it. So what is it? There's a whole story. Oh, okay, you want this woman? Fine. Take it, but then there's a list of halachas. Of course, by the time you finish with all these lists of halachas, what is the bottom line? You're supposed to set up a situation that by the time you get around to it, it'll be so disgusting you don't want it. Give in, but don't give in. It had nothing to do with what the so-called rabbi said. Give in, but don't give in. Try to discipline it. So you're able to live with it. So the Torah says, we're going to give you a way of dealing with every Yetzer in the world so it doesn't get controlled. The Yetzer is a normal part of life. And without it, the world couldn't function. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu put it there. There's the Yetzer for money. There's the Yetzer for rise. The Yetzer for food. There are all sorts of Yetzer. The Yetzer of Gaiva. There's the Yetzer of Midas Rose. All sorts of Yetzer in this world. And they can be used in a constructive way. They can be used in a destructive way. And the Torah is a whole system how to use it in a constructive and not a destructive way. And the Torah says, sometimes it's so overwhelming. So if we say, be a tzaddik, it's not going to work. Not going to work. So we're going to have to give a way of dealing with it. And if you begin, okay, fine, we give in, but it has to be this way. By the time you finish, we hope you'll get turned off. That is... The Torah lives, Torah gives instructions how to live in a very real world. But let's say all these protections don't work. Avim Nesaw, so then the Torah says, you know what it is? There's two other parshas. If you're going to end up, no matter what we did, marrying this woman, and of course there is going to be a geirus here, she's going to have to convert. So, realize the children you're going to have from her are going to be snuim. And they're going to end up to be bensor and moris. So you're never going to see any nachas from this. So in the midst of doing everything to turn you off, the Torah is also saying, and don't think anything good's going to come out of it. Nothing good's going to come out of it. This is a realistic way the Torah had of dealing. And... sometimes the Torah describes a situation. The Torah is also telling you principles how to deal with life. Principles how to deal with life. There's an interesting Rashi. It's a pasuk, Oev kesef lo yisba kesef. Someone who loves money is never going to be satisfied with money. It means there are people, there are some exceedingly wealthy people in the world. People have hundreds of billions of dollars. Tens of billions of dollars. If you ask anyone, what can you do with $60 billion more than you can do with $50 billion? Not much. There's a limit to how many steaks you can eat, how many pairs of shoes you can have, how many fancy suits you can wear. There's just a limit. how many homes you can have. There's a limit. Oil kesef lo yesh b'kesef. That's metzias of the world. We see it. If you take a look at Rashi on that pause, Rashi says an interesting oiv mitzvahs lo yesh b'mitzvahs. Now, Rashi always says he's there to tell you the pshuto shel mikro. The pshuto shel mikro, oiv kesef lo yesh b'kesef, doesn't need any explanation. It's something we see every day of our lives. So what's Rashi say? Oiv mitzvahs lo yesh b'mitzvahs. Rashi is bothered. Yeah, we see oiv kesef lo yesh b'kesef. There's something irrational in the Bria. If there's something in the Bria that's irrational, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it for a purpose. That means human beings, whatever they have, yesh them on a road to Messiah, want much more. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create such a sense of always wanting more in this world, just to make us crazy? Or if Kesel is, but Kesel, you have 50 billion one, 60 billion one, 80 billion. Answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that into the Tev of the world for constructive purpose. What's a constructive purpose? Oiv mitzvahs lo yesh b'kesef. People take that teva that's in the world for a constructive purpose, and they twist it for a destructive purpose. Vazeh hadin to all the things in the world. Every midah that can be used wrong can be used right. And it's up to us to look at those midahs. And what does the Torah do? The Torah tells us, this is a wrong usage of it, this is a right usage. And if it's a wrong usage of it, what do you do to control it and to direct it in a way? So sometimes people have different tendencies. More than the Shabbos says, some people have a tendency to violence. So what do? You redirect it. You like blood, become a sheikh. Do something. Redirect it. Now we're in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is a time for preparing for Yom Adin. As we prepare for Yom Adin, we have to look at ourselves in a very realistic way. It's the only way you prepare for Yom Adin. If you go to court, there's a rule. You can lie as much as you want to the judge and to the jury, but to your lawyer you have to tell the truth, because otherwise he can't defend you. Preparing for a din in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to tell the truth to yourself. That's the only way you can prepare for the trial. A person has to look at himself in a very real way. What are my goals in life? Who's talking to me? My Yetzer Tov, my Yetzer Hara. I want to do this with my life. I want to do that with my life. I want something with my life. You have to look, what's motivating me? Well, I want this, I want that. Is that good for me or bad for me? And if it's a bad midah, you have to look at yourself. How do I control it? How do I redirect it? How do I use it in a positive way? But first you have to look at yourself and say, what's important in life? What makes life important? An interesting sefer, Shlomo HaMelech. He spends the entire sefer thinking, what's important in this world? Shlomo HaMelech had every opportunity possible. Money, fame, power. Could have added whatever he wanted. Havel Havolim. There's nothing of substance. Hakol Havel. What is Havel? Like vapor, something that lacks substance. Yisrael La'adam. What does he get out of it? What do you get out of anything? And the answer is, at the end, after he goes through all the possibilities, eating and drinking, getting drunk, using money, music, sharon v'sharos, all the different things a person can want. He tried them all. He says, Sof dovo hakol nishma. Kim yura, sbotsu shivoki zekola. Well, he tried it all. He thought of trying it all. He's the wisest of all men. He thought through life. What makes something valuable? What makes something not valuable? What should I pursue? What shouldn't I pursue? And he says, there's only one thing to pursue. Sof tova hakol nishma. After everything that I said here until now, and maybe this is important, maybe that's important, maybe this. Music, sharon v'sharos. You know how many people go crazy over music? That's the be-all and the end-all of half of the world today. And the heroes are all the mushchasim who produce this sort of music. Money, fame, taiva, everything. So every person has to think deeply and realistically. What's important? What's not important? What makes something important? Shlomo Melech, he tried everything. Kim Yirah, Vesmet Solso Shemor, Kisek Olodim. That is what the human being is. And if something, the purpose of business is to make money. The big bakery here is Angel. Mr. Angel doesn't care about bread. He cares about money. He just needs bread to make money. That's all. So he has a goal. His goal is money. It's very clear. He does things in order to get the money. That's Mr. Angel. It's the biggest bakery in all of Israel. So he has a clear goal. And what is it? Everyone has to say, what are my clear goals in life? It's consistent with Torah. It's not consistent with Torah. And if it's not consistent with Torah, what's pushing me? What is motivating me? And how do I take that negative motivations and redirect it in a constructive way? But it begins with being brutally honest with yourself. And part of maturity, when one grows up, hopefully in the process of maturing, if not already matured. If I'll sit down with my 3-year-old grandchild, they're busy playing games. Playing games. And if this game doesn't satisfy them, guess what they'll do? They get bored with this game. Go after the next game. They have to get bored with the next game. They go to the next game. But that's being a 3-year-old. Certain point in life, you grow up and you start playing games. Life is serious. So what am I doing with my life? What makes it important? What should make it important? Something's motivating me to do something that's not important. What is it? How do I deal with that? That's a mature approach to life. Looking ahead. And so, in 120 years, when I finish my tenure here on Earth, what do I want to achieve, and why will that be important? Why does that make life worth living? Torah understands there's such a thing as a Yetzer Hara in this world. Torah says something that has to be disciplined, controlled, and used in a positive, constructive manner. Can't be denied. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted it there for a very simple reason. Can it be used properly? The Gemara in Chulin tells us, Yalta, the wife of Nachman, said for every one of the Macholos Asuros in the Torah, there's another kosher food that takes just the same. Gemara says about Yalta, Eishes Rav Nachman. What's Yalta trying to say? Why did the Gemara quote it? The Torah didn't say you can't eat X because we don't want you to have enjoy that taste in the world. You can enjoy that taste in the world, but do it in a disciplined way. It's a very deep idea, what Yalta said. Torah says, yes, discipline yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a taiva sachila, because without it we couldn't live. Some people let that go berserk. Why does it go berserk? It's going berserk, but you have to look at yourself. Why? What's motivating me? Why can't I deal with it? Et cetera, in every yetzer in the world. The Torah is a system that, if you think it through well and you deal with it properly, should enable you to get control of your life and to push it in a positive direction. The time to begin doing that is now in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is a very difficult avoda, because when you prepare for a court case, you have to be brutally honest. And the only way to win that court case is by being brutally honest. And the Torah in these parshas tells me a lot of halachas, a lot of yesodos. It's not just the way of telling every Israeli soldier who goes into Gaza if there's going to be a war, go rape any woman you want. It's totally mentally deranged so-called rabbi. Says no. There are issues in this world. It's a taifa. How do you deal with it? How do you control with it? How do you direct it properly? And never lose focus of the values of the Torah. You have to go to war, be sensitive to the value of every life, even though become a killing machine. Be sensitive to property. The people don't just wantonly destroy. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave things in this world. You can't wantonly destroy this world. The whole system has to be thought through in order to be able to, a person to control his life and direct it in a proper way. And that is the avoda of Chodesh Elul as we prepare for Yom HaDin.